I know many of your insurance agency owners that listen to this, becoming a great insurance agent does not make you a great business owner. That's one of the few hills I'm willing to die on. But I fundamentally believe you become a great business owner, then you can get the other. But I don't think it works in the reverse. If you're a great behavioral therapy person, doesn't mean you're going to be a great business owner. Just because you're great at building pools doesn't mean you're going to be a great business owner. Being good at the thing, as we learned in eMyth, being a good, great technician doesn't make you a great business owner. That is the eMyth, as they say. That is the entrepreneur myth. You got to learn how to step into the entrepreneurial side of your business. And so ultimately, I believe that that is the dream outcome.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Well, I believe that the dream outcome for all small business owners is to have a profitable multi-million dollar business that runs and grows without them. Okay, now that I've set the stage, let me break that down. Look, I don't know what your specific dream outcome is for your business. I think that there's the standard answer, which I'm going to break down each one of those words in just a second, why I believe that that at its baseline is what every small business owner ultimately wants. And then I'm going to invite you to consider, what is your ultimate dream outcome? Is it a certain revenue number? Is it a profit number? Is it a personal income number? Is it a freedom and a flexibility number? Is it more than likely some combination of all of those things? But I specifically refer to, in our community, we want our members to know that ultimately we believe that the dream outcome for all small business owners is to have a profitable million-dollar plus business that runs and grows without them. First of all, profitable. It's not, I've talked about this so many times, and obviously Club Capital helps people in understanding their financials and understanding their profitability. But if the business is not profitable, it will not be in business for very long. I mean, unless you have financial backers, unless you have incredibly deep pockets, unless you have a trust fund, that business has to be profitable, point blank, period. And the question is how profitable? Well, I think it needs to be at least 10% profitable, but the majority, that a great target is around 25% of net profitability. Is that going to be ideal for everybody in every business? No. But if you were going to pin me down, I think you don't want to be less than 10%, and a great target is 25%. Now, I was just working with some business owners, and their target over the next 5 years is to continue to get profitable by a little bit more, by 1% every year, and ultimately get their business to about 30%. So there are some economies in scale. And so it's a little bit, it depends, but somewhere in that neighborhood. So first of all, the business got to be profitable, because you're going to take profit distributions, and the profitability is what's required for the future growth, because you're going to make the reinvestments of that profit in either hiring more people or in spending money in marketing, buying buildings, buying cars, whatever that may be, in order to be able to reinvest that for future growth. I heard Craig Groeschel say once, profitability is a prerequisite for growth. And number two, I've talked about this a ton, but why the million-dollar mark is not a vanity number. It really is a number that, look, 91% of businesses at minimum don't cross $1 million in top-line revenue. So if you've crossed that, congratulations to you. You've absolutely crossed a major barrier in business. 96% don't see their 10th birthday. 91% never cross $1 million in top-line revenue. So we want a business that is both profitable, has gotten us over $1 million. I mean, just the numbers play out. If you've got $1 million business that's running on 25% net profits, $250,000, plus what you're paying yourself salary, And so as a small business owner, you don't want to own a job. You want to own a business that absolutely is able to pay you and give you the freedom and flexibility that you've always wanted. So we want it to be profitable. We want it to get over $1 million so that we can actually begin to kind of look at what it would take to get us, say, to 2 million or 3 million. And I will tell you so many times, I have so many stories on this, that once the business has gotten to 1 million, the ability to go from 1 million to 2 is literally happens in 25% of the time that it took to get to the first million. The first million is the hardest million to make. Look at all the billionaires. They say all of that. And I'm talking about revenue, clearly. I'm not talking about your own personal million, but even that, just to get the business to 1 million in top line revenue is always the hardest. So we want it profitable. We want over to be over $1 million in top line revenue. Now, where you go from that, that depends on your specific dream outcome. And then ultimately, we want the thing to run and grow without us. All right, let's talk about running. We want the thing to run without us. We will, obviously, we believe that it's got to run on something literally outside of you, which is an operating system. That's one of the core fundamental beliefs that we have in my program, is that it's got to run on something outside of you, so that when you're able to take a month-long trip to Europe, that you don't feel tied to that thing all the time, that you have to be there, that you're actually able to step away from the business and that it's going to keep going. And then the second part is, well, what if we could get it to where it doesn't just run, but actually grows while we're away? Wow. Boy, that's a dream outcome. And that's why we call it the dream outcome. The reality is, many of you didn't get in business to own your job. You got in it to own a business. And at the end of the day, learning how to be a business owner is vastly different than learning how to be good at whatever it is that you do. I know many of your insurance agency owners that listen to this, becoming a great insurance agent does not make you a great business owner. That's one of the few hills I'm willing to die on. But I fundamentally believe you become a great business owner, then you can get the other. But I don't think it works in the reverse. If you're a great behavioral therapy person, doesn't mean you're going to be a great business owner. Just because you're great at building pools doesn't mean you're going to be a great business owner. Being good at the thing, as we learned in eMyth, being a good, great technician doesn't make you a great business owner. That is the eMyth, as they say. That is the entrepreneurial myth. You got to learn how to step into the entrepreneurial side of your business. And so ultimately, I believe that that is the dream outcome. And so there's two versions of this. There's the version that you're able to take that and then add to it. Yeah, we do want it profitable. We do want it to be over 1 million. Maybe we want it to be 3 million. Maybe we want it to be 5 or 10 or maybe even more than that to be able to maybe one day have an exit. I do want the thing to run and grow without me. But also, I bet that there is so many other things that ultimately you want. What is your dream outcome specifically? What would you add around that? Would you change the numbers? How profitable do you want it to be? What is the dream outcome of you owning your business? And so often the answer is, I don't know, more. I just want to grow. Versus actually having a goalpost that we're navigating to. And here's the deal. The dream outcome really operates more like the North Star. You don't navigate to it. You navigate by it. I'll say it again. The dream outcome is really something that you navigate by, not necessarily you have to navigate to. Yes, there's some of that profitability and revenue, et cetera, but we want to get to a point where that business can run and grow without us. I invite you to consider, what is your dream outcome? Ultimately, we believe that you then need to take that and drop down and say, this is where I need to be over the next 3 years. This is what I need to do this year. And this is what I need to do over the next 90 days. Yes, we believe wholeheartedly in that goal setting framework, but at the end of the day, still, what is your dream outcome? Why did you get into the business in the first place? For some freedom and flexibility? What else did you get into the business for? I'd invite you to consider, what is your dream outcome? That's the one we have for our members. Profitable, $1 million plus business that runs and grows without them. All right, everyone. Till next episode, lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.